Welcome back to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. Coming up, host John Hockenberry, the public radio program The Takeaway, is looking for the first voter of the 2012 election. Since South Dakotans started casting early ballots last week, that first voter could be here. But first, Henry Rollins began his career as a frontman for the 1980s punk rock band Black Flag. Later, he led the Henry Rollins Band. These days, he's an author, poet, blogger, actor, radio host, provocateur, and world traveler. Earlier this month, he started his tour of all 50 state capitals. It's what he's calling his capitalism tour. He's stopping in Pierre tomorrow evening for a free show at T.F. Riggs High School as a kickoff event for the South Dakota Festival of Books, a program sponsored by the State Humanities Council. And I spoke to Henry Rollins last week on the phone as he waited for a garage to repair his tour bus so he could get to his show in Denver.
I've been touring for 31 years, and this is kind of what I know. When I'm off the road, you know, when I'm sitting still, I get very melancholy. And out here, I don't know, there's this constant excitement, and maybe I'm just a stimulation junkie, you know, but every day you wake up, you're in a different place. There's a new crowd, new challenges. You're kind of doing everything with, like, you know, 7 minutes before you got to go run over here and do this. I don't know, there's a hustle to it that I must say I enjoy.
Now, you're touring all 50 state capitals, and you wind things up in Washington, D.C. the day before the election, and you're calling this the Capitalism Tour. Are you talking about capitalism, or is the name of the tour simply a pun?
Well, it's basically because we're going to all the capitals. And I do talk about capitalism briefly, but, you know, my thoughts on capitalism are very, very brief and not all that illuminating. In that, you know, I think capitalism is fine when it's meted out fairly. I mean, I can't do this tour on smiles. You know, the smiles will not fill the gas tank or pay salaries to all the people employed on this tour. So you need to make money, and you need to have some left over. That would be your profit. And so that's capitalism. And so I have no problem with that. I depend on that. When people rig the playing field, when they rig the game, and some people get a whole lot and some people don't because of what some lobbyists did, that's where I have a problem with capitalism, when it's not being done fairly.
What is the idea behind this tour? Did you have a certain concept in mind regarding that this was the election season?
Well, I always try and be on the road in America during election season. Is this an exciting time to be in your country? I've never done a tour of all the capitals, but I'm always on tour just because, you know, news is breaking. It's, you know, people are very fired up about all these things. Well, some people are. Some people don't care. And so it's always a fascinating time in America. And I feel a real closeness to Americans in an election year because people are very passionate sometimes about who they're going to vote for. And I really, and don't take this the wrong way, but I don't care who you vote for. In that, and I don't mean that like I don't care about you. It's none of my business who you vote for. And so, you know, that's entirely up to you. And so it's your business. And I just care that you vote. You know, democracy needs you. And if you're eligible to vote, I hope you do it. Who you vote for, that's you entirely. And whoever wins, well, I hope this person, which I guess is going to be Barack Obama or Mitt Romney, I hope they have my best interests and your best interests in mind, and you and I move together up the road.
Do you think touring as much as you have over the course of your career, has that given you, do you think, a unique insight into the mind of America, if there can even be such a thing as America having one mind?
Well, it definitely has put me face to face with a whole lot of Americans. I meet more Americans than any president does. Just because, you know, you meet them every night. People write me, I write them back. People, you know, talk to me when I'm at the grocery store, in the parking lot. You know, I talk to people all the time. And I think sometimes you have, you know, 50 states that are almost like 50 countries. You know, they have their own way. You know, there's, you know, things that are distinctively Louisianian. You know, things that are very Texan and obviously very Californian. But there is a lot of commonalities that we have. And I think our commonalities outweigh and eclipse our differences. And so I don't know if necessarily my point of view is unique, but I have met a lot of Americans. And my takeaway after 31 years of that is America is this extremely fantastic place. And the more you drill down into it, the more there is to like, and the more you want to perpetuate it. And that the longer you want to see it last, long after you're gone. It makes you very patriotic in the most altruistic way. Not in a love it or leave it way, but in a let's keep this thing going. Like, let's clean up this water. Let's make sure these forests are still here. Let's make sure our countrymen and countrywomen are educated. That's the kind of America that I'm inspired to create and perpetuate.
Are those the sorts of things you talk about night to night?
Yeah. I talk about that somewhat. A lot of what I talk about on stage is informed by travel. You know, I do a lot of travel in the world, you know, all over Middle East, Southeast Asia, Africa. And so on this tour, I've been talking about trips to North Korea. I just made Tibet, Haiti, Cuba, Uganda, Southern Sudan. These places I go, and that you know, some of these stories are, you know, very interesting. You get to these places, you can obviously see quite a bit.
North Korea. You were in North Korea?
Yeah, that visa took 3 years to get. That was crazy. And they seem to let people in, you know, foreigners, basically, let them in around September. It's when they have the mass games. It's when they really want to show North Korea off to you. And so that's where I guess I get the biggest influx of people. And so I was there for about a week, and it was a very controlled environment. They only took me places that they wanted me to see. They wouldn't let me meet locals. You're told to ask permission before you take a photo of anything. And so every time I'd ask, they said yes. And then I realized I'm not ever being taken to a location that would be at all risky had I been able to sneak a photograph. So it was a tightly controlled tour, a propaganda tour, basically. So the food was awful. It was the time was spent mainly going to big statues of Kim Il-sung, buying with my euros flowers to put at the feet of the statue and bowing, and driving around to farms and hospitals and being told that North Korea's Navy is the envy of the world. The world quakes in their boots as to their military might, and that Kim Il-sung invented everything from oatmeal to the solar system. And that's, you know, it's kind of what I expected. And, you know, the big payoff is you get to see Kim Il-sung's dead body vacuum sealed in a glass box at the Kim Il-sung mausoleum. And then you're taken back to the airport a couple of days after that, and off you go back to Beijing. That's kind of it. That's the whole show. And it was an interesting time. And I felt bad for the North Korean people. You know, I think they deserve better. Because I'm sure they're just people like you and me who have, you know, lives and aspirations and kids and all of that. But they're, in my opinion, they're getting the real raw deal as far as their government. And even if they were to get democracy, I think it would take a very long time for them to be able to wrap their head around it. For instance, you know, I find this interesting at least, you see the unrest in the Middle East over this awful movie that some guy made, and you're seeing uprisings in you know, places like Yemen all over, and there's people quickly condemning all of this, you know, myself included, but they're condemning, going, well, the Middle East, they're violent, and Islam, you know, Muslims are violent, and Islam is a violent religion. That I don't necessarily agree with. I think the real conversation to be had is these are closed societies who have had nothing but authoritarian rule for centuries upon centuries, and you can't apply Western points of view or Western reason to these places. And so you see what a long way like this country has to go by going to a place like North Korea. And it's one of the reasons why I travel, is to get these understandings. So that was what you know, the conclusions that my week in Pyongyang led me to.
In your appearances in this capitalism tour, your tour of all 50 state capitals, what response are you looking for from your audience? Are you trying to engage in a dialogue?
No. It's a monologue. Dialogue would be them drunkenly interrupting me. No, I'm hoping for me to say what I want. And then after the show's over, out by the tour bus, I can, you know, listen to what they want to say. And I'm not trying to enrage anyone. I'm not trying to anger them, or I'm not trying to anger you or anyone else. And I don't think I ever say anything that is in any way controversial. I don't think I have a controversial bone in my body. And, you know, it's not that I'm not out here sticking up for pedophiles. That's controversial. No, not me. So I don't think anyone would... Someone might have a great disagreement with what I say, but I don't think it would lead to any fisticuffs or worse. The result I'm looking for is me getting everything I wanted to say out of me in a very clear, concise, impactful manner.
That's spoken word artist Henry Rollins. I talked to him last week. Henry Rollins is in the middle of a spoken word tour to all 50 state capitals. He's in Pierre tomorrow evening for a free show at T.F. Riggs High School as a kickoff event for the South Dakota Festival of Books, sponsored by the State Humanities Council.